The world didn't end when the Gulf Stream changed pattern. The world did change. The scientists were right in 1977. By 2031, global warming was real. Ice and fire would describe the next 2,000 years. It started slowly with massive flooding. The ice came with a flip of the magnetic poles and a change of axle tilt to 22%. There was time to shield. How and where was the question? Plans were created, rejected, and built yet again. Shielding from the star beating through a depleted atmosphere could be done. Must be done. That fire would burn and devastate the lands not covered with ice. Ice stretching from the uttermost north to what was Kansas in old North America. Europe was not to be spared. Asia covered to edges of Mongolia and even into Pakistan. The composition of the sea was broken by the influx of fresh water, its food chain ruptured, dead and dying. Yet plans were made and executed. Not everyone made it into the freeholds. Underground cities built and sealed against the volcanoes, climate accesses, and marauding bands of once humans ravaging what was left above. Now it's time for the freeholders to come to the surface. Their instruments show a repaired atmosphere, something only time could have done. The oceans, lakes, rivers, and streams were healing and life returning as measured by scouts venturing into the wastelands. Exploring the remade world and a new beginning starts now. Ian Kyleson's story intertwined with the deadly dangers involved with humans returning to the surface. It's the year 4062.
Welcome back to the Kyleson Chronicles, Moonbase Hope Colony, and Venus Space Station. I'm Tracy Baby and one of the writers for these podcasts. For those of you just tuning into these podcasts, we say thank you. To get an idea of what these podcasts are about and why they came to exist, they are about global warming and climate change. It is a very real subject to a lot of people worldwide. We started out with 15 voice actors helping us to get this message out. Now we have close to 50 voice actors. This is our take on what could be in the future of what these two subjects can bring about for our descendants' possible existence. It is possible that the future they go into can hold a demise that we can only imagine with horror. Well, this is what we came up with in our imaginations as a possibility. Let's listen to Charlie Wyrock's intro we used at the very beginning of the podcast, The Kyleson Chronicles.
The world didn't end when the Gulf Stream changed pattern. The world did change. The scientists were right in 1977. By 2031, global warming was real. Ice and fire would describe the next 2,000 years. It started slowly with massive flooding. The ice came with a flip of the magnetic poles and a change of axle tilt to 22%. There was time to shield. How and where was the question? Plans were created, rejected, and built yet again. Shielding from the star beating through a depleted atmosphere could be done. Must be done. That fire would burn and devastate the lands not covered with ice. Ice stretching from the uttermost north to what was Kansas in old North America. Europe was not to be spared. Asia covered to edges of Mongolia and even into Pakistan. The composition of the sea was broken by the influx of fresh water, its food chain ruptured, dead and dying. Yet plans were made and executed. Exploring the remade world and a new beginning starts now. Ian Kyleson's story intertwined with the deadly dangers involved with humans returning to the surface. It's the year 4062.
We start the podcast with the author J.A. Babian talking about why he writes on these two subjects. The founding holds a lot of truths from Rachel Cohen's diary back in the early 2000s. Kyle Robeson, Rachel Robeson's husband in 4067, explains what happened for humanity to go underneath the mountains. Next, in the trek to Jed Johnson Lake, Tad Johnson goes to Rachel's apartments to explain about the Forester's coming visit. Ian meets Keita Forester for the very first time. Ian's installation, we see Ian Collison take the lead role as a scribe who leads his people into the prospect of going back up to the surface of Earth as it is in 4067. We are also introduced to Cassie, Ian's twin sister, Rachel Robeson, his mother, Lars Olofsson, Don Wilson, as well as Tad Johnson. These characters are the ones that hold the entire storyline together. In the episode, Two Feathers Becomes the Guardian, it talks about Two Feathers becoming the guardian over all the outside peoples that survived on the surface through the cataclysm. The meeting of the minds introduces Keita and Rory Forrester and the once human race into the mix of people that were left on the surface. The once human origins extrapolates all the information that has been entrusted to Ian when he took the scribe's oath, to include all that happened when humankind had to hide in Earth's bowels. Ian Meets Once Humans is the start of a relationship between Ian and Keita Forrester. In the survey, Ian goes out further to find out how the Earth fared with his companion. Time to Go finds the companions on Trex inside Freehold 3. This is the first time the Forresters meet Tad and Rachel. Cassie is thrown into scribe school. Once a scribe, she is responsible for all that is learned and imparted to Freehold 3. She meets Steve Kirkson for the first time. Steve Kirkson is a brash but concerned partisan that is responsible for the banks and all radio communications to the other Freeholds. Tad Johnson steps down as the main scribe to take the position as the ambassador to the Council of Elders. Kelly Kirkson is introduced as the communications manager for Steve Kirkson, as he will take over the radio station for Freehold 3. Storm Brewing Parts 1 and 2 brings the Earth's inhabitants face to face with the remnants of storms that are still happening across the Earth. They are introduced to snownadoes and vile storms that can take out human life. The local natives have decided to start a war to take the resources they need. What they do not understand is the Freeholds are willing to share with anyone that needs help. Unfortunately, they lost Lee O'Leary in this battle, which upset everyone, especially Rachel Robeson. We're going to take a short sponsor break. We'll be right back after this message.
Being a part of the cast has been fun. So much is going on that I can't keep track anymore who's doing what.
You play the narrator, correct?
Yep. Took over for old Charlie. It's been a fair amount of lines. I really do enjoy the straight lines versus what you folks have to go through.
I can see that. Not sure which storyline I like the best, though.
True. With all four podcasts, it's hard to pick a favorite. I think I like Moonbase the best.
Huh? Wait a minute. There's only three podcasts.
No, there are four. The fourth one is called Everyone's Night Terrors.
Seriously? What kind of a name is that?
It does fit the show. Most times the authors talk about their nightmares. They have one writer that has a series going on with her ghost stuff.
And people listen to this?
Oh, heck yeah. I actually narrated one of the episodes. I think it was called The Soldier, He's Coming. Pretty poignant message about PTSD and suicide. I can't even imagine what the vets go through after they get home.
Interesting. What are the other episodes about? Probably some old lady's ramblings.
Not really. They're supposedly based on real experiences with a couple of ghosts that live in their house with them.
Gives me the chills thinking on that term. Yuck.
That's why I like doing the narrating for the other three podcasts. You know, when the authors started, they only had the Collison Chronicles. Then they added Moonbase, Hope Colony. And now they have a new one for Venus Space Station that is part of the Moonbase still. They should separate those two in a few months if my memory serves me right. That's how they introduce new podcasts. Kind of cool if you ask me.
Well, sure beats having to do a lot of advertising. That's expensive.
Yeah, they started off without any capital and have grown to a production company. Pretty impressive. Say, what part do you play?
I'm Cale Blake, and I play Kevin Roy in the Kyleson Chronicles and Captain Roland Weicker in the Moonbase Hope Colony podcast. Nice to meet you.
Looks like they're calling us back in to do some more recording. Talk at you later.
Enjoy the talk, Jim. Thanks.
You can listen to Everyone's Night Terrors on CastBox.fm, Acast, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Of course, you can also pick up the Carlson Chronicles, Moon Base Hope Colony, and Venus Space Station on those same mediums. This is Jim Franck, narrator for Privy Project Productions.
Now, back to our show. Season 2 also brings in the Bynos clan, the discovery of Anadarko secrets, Falling Deer, and clan chief preparations for the contribution of resources and information to the Freeholds. This also closes out Book 1 and introduces Book 2, The Wandering Years. It also brings about love. Cassie and Rory are married, but the loss of Keita Forrester is a senseless death and lots of challenges for all the characters. Charlie, the narrator, and AI gets a cold or virus and has to be rebooted. In the middle of all of this, a crossover episode with the Byron Chronicles, Lars and Two Feathers get sent to another dimension where they rescue Bob the Robot. He's acquired from Byron's world with the permission of the author, Eric Busby, who promptly changed his name to The Professor. Ian and Cassie find Rupert Trask and his wife in another dimension and bring them to their universe. This helps Trask to regain his body from the constant wheelchair device he was stuck in from a near-fatal accident that almost took his life. Season 3 starts out with Christmas holiday specials and the introductions of Moonbase Hope Colony and Venus Space Station.
Moonbase, Hope Colony. The year is 4067. Our ancestors were sent here to preserve mankind in the face of the devastation on Earth. Unbeknownst to us, Earth survived. We can never go home to that atmosphere and survive it. We are the next iteration of mankind's future. Listen to our stories as we continue to adapt to this harsh environment. The Kyleson Chronicles legacy can continue through our struggles here in space, our home.
Man will forever repeat the mistakes of the past. Unfortunately, in this scenario, man did exactly that, causing unforetold consequences, which, once again, causes another mini-cataclysm, the result of which Earth ends up sending people to Hope Colony and Venus Space Station. Ian, Cassie, Rory, Steve Kirkson are some of the people to volunteer to go to Hope Colony. Cassie is very pregnant and finds that the baby is enjoying the buoyancy of space, unlike Cassie, who goes through the changes of dealing with half-gravity. Don Wilson and Rupert Trask take a secondary trip to Venus Space Station to help these folks get straightened out. There they meet Sky Landon, Jack Morton, Cliff Ledger, Leeds, and Leon the AI and Android. Hopefully this helps those of you to remember what has happened so far and where the story leads us to. Will Hope Colony and Venus get past the obstacles facing them in the near future? Listen and find out in our newest episodes upcoming in 2 weeks. We appreciate every one of our fans listening to our podcasts and making this entire adventure possible. From the authors J.A. Babian and Tracy Babian, we appreciate every one of you. Thank you. I'm going to have Dave and Judith close this episode out.
Hello, I'm Tim, and welcome.
There you are.
Shh, hang on.
What are you listening to?
A show I picked out of our archives.
Sounds like a kid's show. Fantastic.
Exactly. It's perfect for children 6 and under. It teaches them about different things in life.
That guy has a great voice when he talks, smooth and easy to understand.
Why, yes, it's great. He does quite a bit of research on his topics. Here, listen. This one's about cats.
That's right, a C-A-T, cat.
Can you send me that link? I could use it in my class.
Sure, but they are on Castbox.fm. There are several episodes.
Let me get my tablet out.
No problem.
Okay, ready. What's the name of the show?
Kids Just Want to Have Fun by Tim Evans.
Got it. You said it's on Castbox.fm?
Yes, Castbox.fm. Then just search for the show. It should just pop up. Then click on the subscribe button.
Here we go. Found it. Subscribed. Now what?
Just hit the back arrow, top left of the screen. See? The show list at the top of the screen. Click on the picture. There should be several episodes listed.
Wow, that was easy. And look at all the subjects.
Yes, pretty cool, huh?
By the way, I'm James O'Brien, scribe from the Carlson Chronicles.
Oh, sorry. My name is Judith, the android and AI from Moonbase Hope Colony.
Nice to meet you. I, need to get back. The next class I teach is in 15 minutes.
Toodles! Take care. For those listening, you too can subscribe to Tim Evans' podcast, Kids Just Want to Have Fun, on Castbox.fm. Thanks for hanging around to learn about this great podcast.
Hi there. Both parts are played by me, Dave Carter, a voiceover artist. Thanks for listening.
A feature in comic strips and movies, or their affectionate personalities, they have left a lasting, positive impression on cat lovers globally.